just south of that. And that used to be a great place to go out there and catch these big perch, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, you know.
Oh, gee. And it was a kind of, then it's the harbor, so the government took and blew her all to pieces.
Well, what about the other clams? Were the mud clams there when you remember? That's 4-inch mud clams about that long?
Oh, well, they didn't come here till later years.
Oh.
No, no.
They were planted in here, weren't they?
Huh?
They were planted from East Coast?
Yeah, old man Simpson planted them.
Yeah. Well, the oysters were gone. Do you remember the oysters?
Well,
there's been some kind of little oyster.
I tell you, look, I never knew of oysters till I planted them here.
Well, up the Larson Slough last summer, I dug on the out of the slough there, and I dug up a mass of oyster shells about 2 inches long.
Is that so?
And they're laying there on the dike now. There's lots of them along there. This shell is shaped like the big oysters they have now, but it's a little shell.
That's all.
And they must have been long gone again.
Yes, it must be.
My granddad tells about the salmon coming up past the North Slough entrance there, past the sand dunes, when they were so thick that you could hardly put an oar in the water without touching the salmon.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. You've probably seen that many times.
Yeah. Oh, salmon, the gillnetters, they would catch all the way from 75 to 125 to the boat, you know.
How did the Indians catch salmon besides in their traps?
Well, they spear them up in the creeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't get the traps where they go up to the creeks, you know, and spear them.
Over on the bay where the highway goes across now from Glasgow to north, right under the bridge there where Haines goes under now, well, just beyond that little ways, there's the remnants of a trestle along there, some sort, small. Do you know what that was? It goes in the same, about the same direction the highway runs, I believe. Looks like it might have.
I don't know that. You know, there used to be, Simpson had a hay barn there to the east of the highway. Didn't you know that?
For which side was that on?
East of the highway.
That's on the north end point?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What I'm talking about was on the other side of the bay, going across towards Hauser.
Oh.
There was a trestle of some kind there, remnant shows now. Way out there in the middle of the bay, I don't know what it would be.
Where's that?
Something pulled about so big, or small. It's a book walk or something.
Maybe, is it up there a dynamite or a war? You know, a dynamite, coos.
Oh, it kind of headed in that direction, but Garza, it was clear over on the Haines side.
Oh, on the Haines side.
Yeah,
there was a fellow by the name of Holland. No, Rabbit would try to build a fish trap there.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, he built a fish trap there, tried to catch salmon, but it didn't work.
There's Indian fish trap sticking up right there, too. That's what it was. What would you say you volunteered for?
Well, there's a wreck there, the steam schooner of Julia Ray. That was in somewhere around 90. And they came up and got a crew. And I volunteered. I was with a bunch that went down, there was Jack Farley, Jack Woods, Jack Luce, Snowball, myself, and Gibby, he had a livery stable, and he had a wide tire wagon, and he drove us down to Tar Heel there, and we walked from Tar Heel over to the South Slough, and crossed the South Slough, and walked from South Slough over to the lighthouse, and there was no bridge at the lighthouse there. There was a trolley at a
cable
across the bridgeable, you know. So we launched the boat, and we got into the wreck there on Coos Bay Bar, but we couldn't do anything any good. The sea was bad, we couldn't get close to them. So they decided to go back to the station there and pull the boat out and come back in. But there was only one man lost, and with low water, why, they could walk ashore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Julia Ray, she was a brand new steam schooner.
Oh.
Yeah. Then Emily was lost about a year or so earlier, or later, I forget. And she had a full cargo of merchandise for the Quarter Mill Company. And the Quarter Mill just started being, and they built a big building out there where the warehouse is now, and they give her a dance there a couple of weeks before they should receive the shipment of goods, and everybody from Memphis and Goose Bay was there to the dance, free dance. And they had full cargo of everything. And my ship had a lot of freight on it. Well, everything was low. That's where the pirates got the name. Oh, geez. Oh, and barrels of whiskey and beer. Well, there's a store, you know, just opening up the big store, right? There was everything. Everything was lost. And my sister lost a piano order.
Lost? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, that almost ruined it, didn't it?
Hmm?
That hit the company pretty hard.
Oh, I suppose it was insured.
No problem.
But the piano wasn't insured.
No. Do you remember any of the old early day breweries on the bay?
Oh, yes.
I understand there was one in North Bend, even.
Yeah. Charlie Thomas had a brewery in North Bend, and Richard had a brewery in Marshfield, and everybody had a brewery in Ferndale. And the first brewery in Coos Bay was up at Otter City, up the isthmus. That was, my father told me that was the first brewery on the bay.
Getting back to the Hardy Mine, I was just thinking, or wondering, how many people would live or work around a project like that.
Uh-oh.
Was there quite a settlement there?
Where?
At the Hardy Mine.
Hardy Mine?
Yeah.
Well, that's before, I don't know, there wasn't very many, but was the man that put a boat for me, he told me that he worked there at that time,
yeah.
And that's how I know that.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh.
That was there in the 60s.
Were there any buildings around, in your recollection?
Oh, yes, there was buildings in there.
Would the buildings be up by the mine or down close to the bay?
No, up by the mine, up in the gulch there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's coal all over that country there. It's all broke up, you know. It's no good.
The mouth of the cave or the tunnel is caved in. The roof is caved in so that the there's about, oh, maybe 3 feet of overburden over the track. And it's dammed up the water so that there's about 3 feet of water in there. And a neighbor friend of mine opened it up a bit and let some of the water get to run out. And so it was about maybe 2 feet or 2.5 feet of water in there. And he put his boots on and walked back in there a ways. But these ties and columns to hold the roof up
mm-hmm.
were in pretty bad shape.
Oh, yes, badly.
Gave it up after a little ways. I think he went back about 200 feet.
Mm-hmm.
But he said his flashlight was much light back there. It was so dark.
Well, this miller told me that they shipped two ships out of coal out of there. So there must have been pretty deep water at that time.
Yeah.
You had a birthday not long ago, didn't you, Irma?
Yeah, two days ago.
Oh, how old were you then?
98.
Boy, that's wonderful.
Congratulations.
Father had a man working for him up on the ranch, and he was telling it, the fellow's name was Pete Gunnison, and my father was telling him there was a lot of copper in that boat, and so I guess I was about 10, 11 years old, and Pete, he wanted to go down there and chop out some copper bolts. So I went down with him. I guess I was 10, 11 years old. So he cut out a lot of copper bolts out of that wreck there and took them up to the ranch, and I don't know what he ever did with them. But here, years afterwards, when they start to dredge that basin down South Slough, there's a piece come out in the paper that they found a piece of wreckage there.
Yeah.
And so Gordon Aspen, he told me about it. And I says, I'll go down and see. I think that must be part of the wreckage of my father. Of the ship my father came on, Scoose Bay. Sure enough, it was pieces of that wreckage, you know.
Yeah.
The copper bolts was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a fellow named that wreck was lying there at Barview during the time my father was back home and came back to Coos Bay. And it was a fellow by the name of, he told me it was a fellow by the name of Dick Cousin. It burnt her up with the copper was in her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that was the same piece that they found out there when the dredge there.
Well, it's still there, and I'm going to go out there someday and look at that.
Huh?
I'm going to go out there and look at it.
Well, I think it's covered up in mud, ain't it?
I can still see it.
You can?
Yeah.
Was that so?
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah.
Well, my father says that must have followed me up to Sioux.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's the copper bolts is about, I think they're about 7/8 or something like that. And she was fastened, trundle fastened.
Oh.
She had just a brass spikes enough, copper spikes enough to hold a plank on.